are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, about an hour ago, the jurors in the Jerry Sandusky sex abuse or child abuse case, child molestation. You think after this, you know, with this being in the news for months, I could appropriately, it's the child sex abuse case. You would think I'd be able to eloquently say it. Looks like they have come to a verdict, and he is convicted of 45 child sex abuse charges. We are live right now, 1-877-DOC-DALI. He is the former assistant football coach who had allegedly assaulted over 10 boys over the last 15 years. I wouldn't be surprised if there were more, but right now this is who came forward. And the jury of 7 women and 5 men returned the verdict Friday night. They were in sequestration and, no cell phones, not able to really talk to each other, couldn't talk to their family. And so we were wondering if they were going to wait over the weekend and, and be stuck, until Monday. And so, we were discussing in the first hour how we probably thought they were going to come pretty hastily, to a verdict so they could go home. And 10 o'clock Eastern time, which is 7 o'clock our time about an hour ago, they did reach a verdict. Sandusky was convicted of 45 of 48 counts, charging him with abusing the 10 boys over 15 years. One sentence, he could face spending the rest of his life in prison. He was taken into custody in handcuffs. Bail was revoked. Now, this isn't the end. All right, this isn't the end. There could also be ramifications, of course, with Penn State University officials. 2 other university officials are charged with failing to report the suspected abuse and with perjury related to their testimony before a grand jury investigating the scandal. These officials are athletic director Tim Curley, who is on leave, and retired vice president Gary Schultz. Joe Paterno died in January of lung cancer. I believe 5 months to the day. I believe this day 5 months ago. All right. So the prosecution had taken over 4 days to present their case with 21 witnesses. The defense seemed to be a little quicker. All right. 8 of the accusers testified. Very graphic, tearful detail. Many of them said they enjoyed gifts and special attention. Some saw him as a father they never had, because people were asking, why could this happen? It began as a mentoring relationship that escalated into physical abuse, the accusers testified. Some said they were assaulted in the basement of his home. Others described soapy showers that included 4 sex acts. Tickle monster. The whole tickle monster term now is going to be taken away from any of us as parents. You realize that. All right. He would call himself the tickle monster. All right. Now, many of us have used that with our kids, right? We had Cookie Monster, and then we would turn it to the tickle monster with our kids and tickle them. Well, now that Jerry Sandusky has coined that term, none of us will be able to be tickle monsters with our kids. You realize that. So we'll get to tickle him, but we won't be able to call ourselves a tickle monster, because from this day forward, tickle monster will connote or denote what Jerry Sandusky pretended to do before he assaulted these kids. And I really hate that. I really like the tickle monster. All right. The identities of 2 of the boys had never been ascertained. In those cases, 2 adults testified that they had witnessed abuse involving the unidentified boys. Mike McQuarrie, a graduate assistant and former Penn State football player who became coach at the university, was one of the key witnesses. He said the winner, well, I don't want to go back through it. We all kind of heard this anyway. For those of you that, have kind of been out of the loop over the past few months, I just gave you a quick rundown of what happened. And 45 counts. I wonder what 3 counts he was not convicted of. It'll be interesting. We'll see. All right. So I guess criminal charges are going to be pending against 2 college administrators, and then a slew of civil suits are expected by the accusers. All right, and we will keep you posted as more news comes. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCA-DAHLIA. We are live right now, 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 to midnight Eastern Time. Anything you want to talk about, please call in, 1-877-DOCA-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, of course, toll free. Also taking your emails at drdahlia.com. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Donovan and Mark who are work or Scott who are working the dials. All right. So, student 14 years old sues for $16 million after being blinded in one eye by bullies who punched him in the school cafeteria. Good for him. Unfortunately, this boy did go blind. All right. Carden Ulysses, 14 years old, was attacked in the cafeteria of Roy Mann Junior High School in Brooklyn, New York, June 5th, 14 years old. He had two surgeries to repair his sight, but both have failed. He is now facing a cornea transplant to restore his vision. It is unclear if he was blinded by being repeatedly punched or by shards of lens from the glasses he was wearing at the time. Now he has to wear a patch to protect the damaged eye. His father said the son had been tormented for a long time in the past, having punched in the face and beaten in the cafeteria. This is ridiculous. They called him names, homosexual, transvestite, etc. The lawsuit is brought against the city. The school failed to protect Carden from his attackers. The attackers have not been identified, have been arrested, and will face disciplinary action from the Department of Education. Charges have not yet been brought against the middle school students. You know, it's interesting. When we were talking about Miss Klein, the bus monitor that was being bullied by those students, and people were asking if she would press charges against those students, and she said, no, I won't. I'm a little confused because I thought if there is a crime, then whether you don't want to press charges or not, you know, the state will get involved. Now, with these boys that attack this child and cause them to go blind, yes, there's assault, battery, etc. So there's some crime. With the bullying, maybe one of the comments where the boy was talking about if he stabbed her with a knife, it would go like butter. That could be possibly criminal. So, you know, when somebody says, no, I'm not going to press charges. From what I understand, especially if we're dealing with children, the state may still get involved. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. All right. Don't go away. We'll be back. 1-877-DOCA-DAHLIA.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess there's a fitness club in Vancouver that bans skinny people. Right? We've been talking about how obese people have been banned from certain jobs, hospitals, gyms, etc. Now they are banning skinny people. In an attempt to create the ultimate haven for plus-size women, they say, one Vancouver fitness center has implemented a no-skinny people policy. Founded by personal trainer and wellness coach Louise Green, Body Exchange bills itself as Canada's only fitness and adventure company exclusive to a plus-size clientele. They have fitness camps, personal training, destination retreats. Members must be screened in advance, and they may not always make the cut. They think the presence of a skinny person in the program will bring down morale. Plus-size women would rather be with their physical peers as they get fit than with people who are already toned. I hate to say this, as much as I don't like any discrimination by any company on with anybody of any size, they're kind of right. You know, I picked a gym when I was able to join a gym. I had a very brief time when I was only working two jobs instead of three, so I was able to go to the gym. And I had picked Gold's Gym. Gold's Gym as opposed to some of the other fitness centers because it was less of a meat market. It was more guys that were serious about working out. And I just wanted to go to a place that was more serious about working out. And some of these fitness centers, you have these women very scantily clad, you know, barely dressed, tight leotards, walking around, looking for guys sometimes. And I don't mean to stereotype, and men are doing it too. Men will walk around kind of flexing, you know, all this peacocking going around. I don't want to see peacocks. I'm exercising. I want to just get through my workout, finish sweating, and then get home or shower and go to work. So I have to admit, when you're around people who are kind of serious about working out and, you know, not trying to do the whole meat market thing, I think it's very conducive to exercising. So I think that's great. All right. Anyway, it's up in Vancouver. So, you know, I guess most of the club's members are between 35 and 55, but women of all ages with a significant amount of weight to lose are welcome. But didn't they just say they did a screening process? Anyway, I don't like exclusive gyms. I don't like exclusivity at all and where that could go. Because, again, I mean, you ban skinny people, you can ban obese people, we're already having, enough discrimination against obese people and smokers, etc. And government, you know, is doing it and people are allowing it to happen. But, they do have a point, psychological point, where, you know, people would rather work out with people that are heavier than them, and then they look better, or they feel better about themselves. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We are live right now. Call in with your questions, anything you want to talk about, comments, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If you don't like letters, you could use numbers, 1-877-362-3254. For those of you that have a Droid, please download the Dr. Dahlia Droid app. It's free. You can listen to all 3 hours of the Dr. Dahlia Show, plus Link In On Demand. It's a great app. It works really well. I'm pretty excited about it. All right. So it looks like there's a study saying many people don't write. And actually, there's a typical adult has not scribbled anything for 6 weeks. The research done by Doc Mail revealed that the average time since an adult last wrote by hand was 41 days. The reason why is he's, you know, keyboarding and Facebooking and texting and messages, touchscreen phone, that less and less people are actually writing. That's kind of interesting. Now, I guess they did this. This was a survey. It found 1 in 3 of us have not had cause to write anything, quote unquote, properly for more than 6 months. 2/3 of the 2,000 respondents say that if they do write by hand, it's usually something for their eyes only, not like writing a letter, writing a note, writing a check. Even checks, we go through the internet. You know, if you think about it, even with checks, more than half of those polls admitted their handwriting has noticeably declined, with 1 in 7 declaring they were ashamed of their written word. It's so funny. Today I had to write a little note and my handwriting was hideous. I mean, I do write every day because of prescriptions and because I write in the chart. So my handwriting has gone downhill ever since I started medical school. But wow. All right. So many people text. They use text for talking. The most commonly abbreviations are LOL for laugh out loud, U for you, FYI for your information. People making shopping lists, notes, for meetings. It's all electronic now. Nearly half of 44% said their scribbling is neither nice or easy to read. 2/3 of those polled say if they do write by hand, it's usually, like I said, something for themselves. I'm just reviewing this study. That's very interesting. Remember shorthand? I remember my mom wanted to teach me shorthand because she was able to get work as a secretary. Because she was able to do shorthand. So she tried to teach me, and I was trying to do it, and then, you know, word processors were starting to come into play. And I noticed I could type faster than I wrote. So when I was a secretary, I just typed as they talked. I didn't go into their office and sit down and write shorthand with a book. But boy, what a lost art. Shorthand, that was brilliant. You know, and if you knew shorthand, you would definitely navigate through the legal system and through, you know, many jobs, administrative jobs. And nobody shorthands anymore. You just see things just, you know. I mean, even look at the whole journal business and newspapers. I mean, I knew eventually, you know, what most of us would probably get our news from TV and internet, but I didn't think it would happen this quickly. You know, you're having less and less people pay for subscriptions for newspapers. Less people want to spend money on ads. I mean, the money in these, the whole, I should say, business model that we would see with periodicals, you just don't see. You know, one thing that was very interesting is the Associated Press had interviewed me on a story, and I was really excited, you know, because, yeah, the Associated Press is great. But what was even more exciting is how many newspapers use the same article. See, I thought each newspaper venue have their own reporters. But I guess because of the whole digital age, as long as you say where you got the article from, Associated Press, many newspapers and, you know, local newspapers, et cetera, national or whatever, will reuse the same article. So when I Googled, I'm like, oh my gosh, I was quoted in this paper also. I don't remember being interviewed. It was the same article. And so you Google my name, and I guess it was the Hangover Bus or whatever, and you see hundreds of articles come up with the same quote I gave because they're using the Associated Press. That's what Associated Press is. And, I mean, it's cost effective, but, you know, a lot of people are out of jobs. It's, you know, you see these businesses that you thought wouldn't fail. They were too big to fail. And no. You know, we were talking about it earlier this year about, you know, cable television. Remember when HBO and Showtime were huge? Now they're competing with Animal Planet and Discovery and, you know, Gwen or these, you know, Comedy Central, et cetera. And, you know, they really have to compete. And what did Showtime and HBO have to do to start competing? They had to start coming up with series. They had to come up with Sopranos. They had to come up with True Blood. And it worked. It worked. I don't usually watch HBO unless there's a good movie. But keep in mind, many people don't purchase HBO subscriptions because you can now Netflix a movie. Yeah, I remember years ago telling my husband, you know what would be wonderful is if you just compute into your TV that you want to see a movie, let's say Dumb and Dumber, and then you pay, you know, just like when you go to a rental store. But because it's digital, they won't run out of the movie you want to see. So you just type in the movie and you pay the $1.99 or the $2.99, et cetera. And, I mean, boy, it happened faster than I expected it to. So why would somebody pay for a subscription for Showtime or HBO or Cinemax? I know there's Cinemax After Dark. I know. But still, for the most part, many people, they usually watch those for their movies. And if they can get their movies online or downloaded onto their iPad, there's not a lot of incentive to pay. Okay, but I'm addicted to Boardwalk Empire. I love Boardwalk Empire. Game of Thrones is excellent. True Blood. So, you know, I'm watching these HBO HBO series, which are very good. I got to tell you, Boardwalk Empire is probably one of the most brilliant series I've seen. I love it where you mix history with a storyline. I love that kind of stuff. And that's how they compete. I mean, you got to be innovative. But, you know, when did a cable company start developing shows? They had to, you know, and it's, I mean, we're seeing a lot of creativity and inventiveness. Unfortunately, we're seeing businesses and business models that you thought would never die off, dying off. It's a shame. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. A man suffers a broken back when a 16-foot cactus falls on him. Don't go away.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I really feel for this guy because I grew up in Arizona. I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona. A city worker in Arizona is in intensive care after a 16-foot-tall saguaro cactus fell on him and pinned him to the ground. Officials in Yuma say William Mason, 40 years old, was responding to an emergency water leak earlier this week in a Yuma subdivision when the saguaro, which is the largest cactus in the country, fell on him. Other members in his work crew were able to free him and call 911. Oh, that is horrible. Saguaro, those big, huge, tall cacti with the arms. The Yuma Sun reports that his family is saying he suffered multiple injuries, including a broken back, leg, as well as internal injuries and a fever. 146 cactus spines were removed from his body. I hope they put them out. I would probably ask to be put under anesthesia. I don't think I'd want to be awake during all that. Mr. Mason remains hospitalized at Yuma Regional Medical Center, and his mother-in-law, Caroline Ashley, tells the Sun that he went into surgery late Thursday. All right. They said, we'll see how the surgery goes to learn the extent of his injuries horrible accident. They could wear anywhere. Saguaros could weigh anywhere from hundreds of pounds to thousands of pounds, depending on how much water they're holding. These things are, and, you know, when I grew up in Phoenix, we had to learn desert survival. And so they would teach us about how, you know, you're out of fluid. You have nothing to drink. You go to the saguaro. And one of the best saguaros to drink from would be, one of the best cacti. I mean, you go to the cacti, you go to the saguaro. Cause the saguaro is big, very juicy, has a lot of fluid and water. Anyway, the roots are usually only 4 to 6 inches deep in the ground, but they are anchored by a larger single tap root. We don't know why the cactus fell on him. Apparently, Mr. Mason is being treated by a lung specialist, pulmonologist, a trauma orthopedic surgeon, a regular orthopedic doctor, a spinal specialist, general surgeon, infectious control, and hospitalist. Having a broken back, that's horrible. That is just absolutely severe. You know, it just fell on him. That is, oh, it's almost like getting hit by lightning. Absolutely horrible. All right. Something else that's horrible is, I guess, undertakers who were, I guess, preparing at a funeral home, a woman who had died with special needs found a diaper stuffed in her throat, a rope, a candy wrapper. What was going on here? Apparently a woman with special needs who was thought to have died from natural causes was found with all this stuff being put down her throat while they were preparing the body and embalming her. 70-year-old Kathleen McEwen's body was found at her apartment in Roxborough, Philadelphia. They don't think there were any suspicious circumstances surrounding her death. But when undertakers attempted to embalm her body the next day, they discovered up to 10 inches of cotton rope and a candy wrapper stuck in her throat. So now, of course, they have launched a homicide investigation. A neighbor has been charged with murder, so this is starting to get a little deeper. They said they didn't find anything odd at the scene, but it looks like obviously she possibly choked. Boy, crazy stuff. Absolutely crazy. You know, that is one job I don't think I could do, be an embalmer. I mean, I've seen enough dead bodies. I don't think I could handle, preparing them. I got to tell you, thank God we have people that could do what they do. You know, I have people that go, oh, yeah, I could never be a doctor. I couldn't deal with orifices and snot and bodily fluids. And I know. Me, I don't think nothing of it. It's easy. But when somebody dies, that's tough. All right, what else in the news? Mary Cheney, daughter of former Vice President Dick Cheney, has married her longtime partner, Heather Poe. They got married, I believe, was it last week or this week? It looks like it just happened. All right. Anyway, longtime partner, they were married in Washington, D.C. They have two children together and live in Virginia. The District of Columbia and six states have legalized gay marriage. Connecticut, Iowa, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New York, and Vermont. All right. Well, they look happy. Congratulations. Okay. All right. Let's move on. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this is interesting. They say inheriting your father's brains and strong work ethic is actually better than getting his money. All right, they say a father's brains could be more to his son's success than his money because of the importance of teaching good work ethic and the ability to study. Yeah, you know, one of my favorite sayings, and here I go, I'm going to mess it up. Oh, I always mess up these sayings. It's better to teach a man how to fish than to just give him a fish. Did I mess that up? Rather give him a fish, you teach him how to fish. You could lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. That one I know. That one I could say pretty eloquently. If life gives you lemons, make lemonade. I like that one too. All right. So anyway, I agree. All right. According to a study recently published in the Journal of Political Economy, human capital passed from father to son, whether it's smarts, advice, work ethic, or some other intangible, could be more important than the size of daddy's paycheck. Of course, some of these kids that don't get work ethic, you know, they just, you know, pee their father's money away. Absolutely. And mother's money away too. They say human intangibles account for nearly two-thirds of the overall relationship between the father's income and the son's, and that income had only a weak influence. Okay, apparently at Brigham Young University is where they led the study. Oh, absolutely, work ethic. I mean, my parents were poor, and I inherited their work ethic. And I hope my body and God will allow me to continue working as long as I could work. But I just don't see myself ever retiring. I see myself always working. I've always worked 2-3 jobs I still do. I do radio. I'm a physician. Plus, then I do everything else. Mom, write, all the other little stuff. Sing in the shower. Singing in the shower, that is a full-time career. You know, because you got to go to the me, 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 me. You know, it's really time-consuming to get those me's out there. But honestly, you know, teaching your children, I think we really spoil them now. I mean, I had to buy my own car. I had to pay for my own apartment. I didn't rely on mommy and daddy. And I try to teach my kids that, too. They're going to have to buy their car later. They're going to have to. You know, I'm not going to buy it. I don't have the money. I mean, we've already lost our whole nest egg with this economy. I don't have extra money to buy them a car. I need a new car. All right? My car is dented up and poor gas mileage. And now that there's that app, that Droid app, I could, like, stick my phone in the car. I want to get one of those cars where you stick your phone in the car. Isn't that weird? Cars now have outlets for you to be able to stick your phone into the car. Well, I like being able to charge it also. But, teach the kids that they need to do things on their own. I mean, for example, you guys heard about this in Los Angeles. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, where parents are probably going to sue the Los Angeles Unified School District because their daughter had to settle for salutatorian and did not make valedictorian. And it doesn't look like discrimination. The daughter earned straight A's, had a 4.5 GPA weighted, but Jasmine Fernandez, the other student, managed a 4.55. So I don't know if it was extra credit. I don't get it. But she had 0.05 of a point more, made valedictorian. The daughter had to be salutatorian. Daughter Alicia Marquez, she's 18 years old, is already going to Stanford, has an engineering internship at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, and earned a scholarship through the Gates Millennium Scholars Program. So I would say this girl is lucky. And I would say this girl should probably thank heaven and, you know, thank the Lord and just thank everyone around her that she's blessed. You know how many kids would love to be in her position right now? But apparently the mom said that finishing second place for Alicia means that her daughter has quote-unquote sleepless nights for nothing. The system is flawed. All her hard work is not being recognized. She's salutatorian. Come on. She's salutatorian. And it doesn't matter. She already made it into Ivy League. What are we teaching our kids? That if something doesn't go your way, you just sue? Things aren't going to always go your way. You may be the best employee, and you may get passed up because the boss is sleeping with somebody or the boss has a brother or sister. That's life. You're doing nothing for your kid suing for the valedictorian honor. You're doing nothing. You're making her weak. And you're embarrassing her because she's all over the news now. It's ridiculous. What are we teaching our kids? All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control: your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less, guaranteed.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook so we can give you up-to-date medical updates. Also, there is a Droid app now for free. You can download the Dr. Dahlia Droid app. Please do so. You'll be able to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you want, even though we love the fact that you're listening now. But sometimes you don't get all 3 hours, then you can listen to it as you want to. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right, now what's this here? Testosterone makes women want to pleasure themselves rather than have sex. What? A team at the University of Michigan found that women with high testosterone had a greater desire to pleasure themselves compared to their peers. They were surprised to discover that women with higher testosterone levels were less likely to want to have sex with a partner. Lead author Sarah M. Van Anders from the University of Michigan had nothing better to study, and she told LifeScience.com, people have argued that sex research focuses too much on dysfunction and pharmaceutical treatment as opposed to questions like pleasure or relationships or stress. There's a whole scope of factors that go unstudied. I get that. I don't think a lot of people like to kind of talk about self-sessions and masturbation, things like that. People don't want to talk about that. I'm sure people really don't want to hear about that on the radio also, which is why we don't talk about it too much. But, you know, it's interesting if they're making the point that, you know, many of these women that have loss of sex drive, well, I've brought that up on my show many times. You know, many women will, after a couple kids, start to have loss of sex drive with their husband. And we sometimes have to kind of dissect it and go, you know, look, it's biological if you have absolutely no desire for sex whatsoever. But if you look at a Hugh Jackman movie and, you know, you're all excited, then it may not be biological, it may be psychological. And so, you know, for example, if, you know, there are women that refuse to have sex with their partner, but they would prefer to just have self-sessions, all right, well, then that may not be a biological issue. They may have the hormones. They may have all the inner workings and the plumbing function they need. It's just they have a problem with engaging with their partner. And that does have to be evaluated when you know, people have sex issues. All right, so I guess they recruited 105 men and 91 women to complete questionnaires about their sex lives, asking questions like, are you self-conscious of your body during sex? Most of them probably fell asleep during the study. They also provided a saliva sample, which was tested for both testosterone and cortisol, which is a stress hormone. Testosterone, of course, is a steroid hormone released by the ovaries in women and testes in men, as well as the adrenal gland in both sexes. The researcher Van Anders found that levels of testosterone had nothing to do with how often men thought about sex or masturbation. However, women with higher testosterone were less likely to want sex with someone. That's interesting, because when you have a loss of sex drive, one of the first things the doctor does is test your testosterone level and offer you testosterone, because testosterone was thought to increase sex drive. Well, they're saying, oh, it increases sex drive, all right, but more for masturbation and not for being with another partner. So this is published in the Journal of Archives of Sexual Behavior. Pretty exciting journal there. All right, let's move on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, what's this? They say a Chinese football fan, 26 years old, dies after going 11 nights without sleep when he was watching every single Euro 2012 match. Are you kidding me? He would stay up, then he'd go to work, and he didn't sleep for 11 nights. You could die from that, I guess. Zhang Ziashan was supporting England and France in the tournament, died of quote-unquote exhaustion. Because of the time difference, he stayed up each night with friends, then went to work the following day. I think he also drank alcohol, too. Let me read a little more into this, because that's kind of weird. I mean, your body would probably fall asleep on its own. Apparently, he would go back. He never slept. He would go back to work, then he'd go home, watch the show, his death, or watch the match. The death, of course, came as a shock. He was young. He did have alcohol and tobacco combined with chronic exhaustion, from what I understand, in his system. I've just never heard of anybody falling asleep. I mean, not falling asleep and dying as a result of that. I mean, I know you need sleep. I'm just surprised his body didn't just naturally fall asleep. But then I guess if you force your body to stay awake, who knows, maybe he had caffeinated drinks. I don't know. Apparently, he watched 21 matches of Live Euro 2012, which equates to 1,800, almost 1,900 minutes of football. He saw a total of 51 goals. Oh, that's just scary. That is just scary. I've just never seen anybody fall asleep. They say in February in Taiwan, a person who was playing video games lay dead in an internet cafe for 9 hours before anyone noticed. They think he suffered a heart attack after playing League of Legends for 23 hours straight. You know, we always talk about lack of sleep causing heart attack and sleep apnea, causing medical issues, and we forget that it could happen to the young. Remember there was a kid who died in his chair because he was sitting there for days at a time playing video games? This is some pretty scary stuff. All right. A Muslim man gets 11 and a half years for threatening the South Park writers. You guys remember that? South Park, they depicted Prophet Muhammad in a bear suit, and they were threatened by a, from what I understand, a Muslim convert from New York. He has been sentenced to 11 and a half years in prison after pleading guilty to threatening the writers of South Park. Oh, boy. Jesse Curtis Morton, 33, of Brooklyn, also known as Jonas Abdullah Muhammad, ran a website that encouraged Muslims to engage in violence against accused enemies of Islam. After one South Park episode had Muhammad dressed in a bear suit, the home addresses of the show's creators were posted on that page. Threatening messages were sent. Trey Parker and Matt Stone. Morton pleaded guilty to making threatening communications. Wow. Yeah, I remember that. I was wondering whatever happened with that. Well, I was wondering. Huh. Morton admitted he helped Zachary Chesser with the website postings, encouraging violent extremists to attack the South Park writers for the episode on Comedy Central. Yeah, I mean, I gotta admit, it really wasn't the best episode. That was kind of, South Park and the Way Beginning I really, really liked. I think Trey Parker and Matt Stone are very gifted, but I think the show has been getting old. And so when you're trying to do the shock factor, I just haven't, but I gotta tell you though, the one episode I thought was absolutely hilarious was the 24 South Park episode. I can't talk about it on air because it would probably violate 2000 FCC. Laws and rulings, but it was hilarious. The 24, yeah. All right, Elizabeth Lloyd, I believe from New Jersey, was hit by a ball from a little league catcher who was only 11 years old. She is now suing for $150,000. What is going on with all these lawsuits? Come on. I guess Little League doesn't have an insurance policy, so they're going, I think she's going after the state. Now, what happened here? In Miami, doctors removed this tennis ball-sized tumor from a fetus's mouth. This is amazing. Absolutely amazing. Before she was born, she's now 20 months old. While she was in the womb, she had this tennis ball-sized tumor in her mouth. It was called an oral teratoma. Usually benign. It happens 1 in 35,000 to 1 in 2,000 live births. Boy, that's a large range. And there is a chance, though, it wouldn't have metastasized, but because of its size, it would have continued to grow and then prevent her from breathing. So they actually, from what I understand, did the surgery while the baby was in the womb, and they saved the baby. And it was absolutely amazing. Gosh, I wish I could have YouTubed that one. That would have been a nice one. Anyway, this occurred in May 2010. The surgeons used an endoscope guided by ultrasound to perform the first of its kind surgery, removing it from her mouth. She is doing well. Oh, amazing. Oh, I love what we could do now in medicine. All right, guys, please tune in tomorrow. We are live tomorrow at 10 a.m. And we'll have more Dr. Dahlia then. And don't forget to download our Droid app and follow us on Twitter. God bless you guys. Have a great night.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.